Sure, some people don't like a know-it-all, but it's better than being a know-nothing. So you should know, Kansas City Today is there for you every day to tell you what's going on in KC in 15 minutes or less. Listen to Kansas City Today from KCUR, part of the NPR network.
UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777. Last night, Jackson County's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee passed an ordinance that seeks to ban conversion therapy or the practice of trying to change an individual's sexual orientation. Ordinance 5711 would make it illegal for healthcare providers to practice conversion therapy on minors inside Jackson County. With this vote, the ordinance now heads to the county legislature on Monday for consideration. Here now to talk about it is Manny Abarca IV. He's a Jackson County 1st District legislator. He's chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. Manny, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
Well, the vote came after a public hearing last night. Give us a rundown. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, the goal for this committee was to have public engagement. We had heard opposition. We had heard a lot of support, and we were thankful to have so many faith leaders join us last night in support of the legislation.
How many folks showed up?
So there's probably about 20 people total. I think 15 of those were there to support, and probably 10 of them were faith leaders. And then you had a little bit of opposition, also faith leaders.
And who was the opposition? Any idea? Any organized opposition there?
Yeah, there was a segment of the Baptist Church that was there, and then some Jackson County residents that were somewhat unaffiliated. There were a few people there to just witness what was going on, but that was the process, a public hearing to engage the public.
Tell us a little more about those who spoke in favor of the ban, Manny.
Yeah, I mean, I think those that had the most impact were survivors, and some of our kids showed up from East High School. So we had a good array of folks. We had a broad spectrum of faith leaders as well that gave powerful testimony that really moved folks. And I know that above everything else, there was a lot of discussion around disarming hate and focusing on harmony. So I think at the end, civility won.
Tell me about the survivors or a survivor. Did anyone's testimony stand out to you, Manny, and what did they say to the committee?
Yeah, there were several survivors who were present. One that I think really rang truth was an individual who said that he volunteered to do conversion therapy as an adult and regretted the scenario. And the imaginable situation where a kid would be forced to do it was something unimaginable to him. And so that was a powerful statement, along with several individuals who talked about their experience through high school having to go to conversion therapy and the terrible thoughts that they had about themselves, and they wish that they didn't have to go through it.
Well, let's back up just a little bit here. What exactly is conversion therapy?
Conversion therapy, I don't want to stray too much from the definition defined in the legislation because we had gone through a painstaking process. But basically, it is a therapy with air quotes that is typically produced by religious organizations. They can be an array of many different things that would likely be considered child abuse if taken out of context.
Okay. Well, Ordinance 5711 proposes to ban conversion therapy on minors in Jackson County. But there's already, if I understand right, there's bans in some cities across Missouri. Do I have that right?
Yeah, the challenge is the productivity of the ban, sadly. As we've talked to Independence and Kansas City, where the two bans currently stand now, there wasn't procedures put in place to actually have victims or survivors, for that sake, to be able to actually seek justice. And so this ordinance spent a lot of time focused on the process for survivors to actually submit the violations and for a penalty to be levied on them.
What kind of penalty are you talking about?
So originally, as the legislation started, it was simply a $500 fine, no jail time. Now, what we've worked on in the last 7 weeks was also banning these organizations that these individuals work for from receiving county funding.
Huh. So you're putting some teeth in this thing.
Strong teeth. And we've worked with the prosecutor and the sheriff to make sure that there is a process in place for individuals to actually submit their violations.
Is jail time a possibility here?
No, I think that was a part of the original intent is to not have jail time. But we believe that the organizational stripping of funds is going to be much more damaging to these organizations than anything.
We'll be back in just a minute.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit, Radioactive, on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
Well, again, this piece of legislation would make it illegal for healthcare providers and organizations to practice conversion therapy. Are these your typical actors when it comes to this type of therapy? And again, air quotes around the word therapy.
Yeah, no, that you're typically seeing religious or religious adjacent organizations doing these practices, right? And I think a common connection is, you know, we send someone to go get the treatment to not be gay is the commonality of folks to relate there. And those things are typically not any type of certified clinical proven science at all.
And there really is no proven science for something like this, I don't believe.
No, not at all. And we make reference to that in the legislation as well.
And what about the church here? Is there anything in there about the role that religious institutions might play in when it comes to using conversion therapy?
Yeah, in fact, there was quite a bit of discussion around the religious component being added as an exemption. And ultimately, we felt that to have the most impact, we would to leave that out because we're talking about a clinical practice or what should be a clinical practice and child abuse. And as I give ode to Jean Peters Baker here, she said, you know, the reality that the church can do whatever they want, however they want, is just not true. And that the truth to that matter is clear upon some of the violations of the Catholic Church.
You mentioned that in recent days, the language of the ordinance has been changing. How so?
Yeah, I mean, so there was a lot of work done with engaging the National Trevor Project, the ACLU of Missouri, PROMO, several different organizations to perfect the language because we knew how delicate this was to get right. And so we make sure that we had provisions that talk about sexual orientation instead of sexual preference. We were perfecting the component around the outside agency funding component. And so a lot of these moving parts were all working together, and we are working with a group of stakeholders that had very different opinions sometimes. And so painstakingly, we got to this point now where we perfected the language and we believed that we had two Republicans and two Democrats prepared to sponsor and carry this. But that's still not enough. We need more. And we probably would like to have a unanimous vote here.
What do you need to pass something like this?
Yeah, so we need five right now to pass this vote. As of last night, we had some trepidation that occurred, and I believe we have three strong votes for yes at this point. But the organization that originally proposed this is awkwardly stepped back. And so there's not a true advocate in the community who stepped up and pushed this. And Jalen and Anderson and myself can't carry everything. And so we're doing our best to try and get our colleagues to the table, but it takes some action from the public as well.
What's the hesitancy here, given this is Jackson County, maybe a more Democratic area that might be more inclined to back something like this?
I think it's the understanding and the education that goes along with the needs of this community specifically and the advocacy from the LGBTQ plus community. It is critical that we engage and educate my colleagues, because if not, I fear that this will not go forward.
Are there any other obstacles standing in your way here?
There's some political internal politics that are going on, but we will persevere and get through that part. The reality is the focus should certainly be on my colleagues in the legislature at this point.
It's about impossible to predict the future. Where do you think we're headed here?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good litmus test to see where we're going at the legislature as a whole. This is an extremely progressive piece of legislation that had been painstakingly worked through for the last 8 weeks. And so as we see the horizon for the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, we could touch on a myriad of issues that are very challenging, but it just is incumbent upon us to go back and re-educate our colleagues to make sure they truly understand what the needs are of every segment of communities as we address these issues.
So I'm gathered by what you're saying here is if anyone out there listening has feelings about this particular piece of legislation, either for or against, this would be a really good time to speak out.
Absolutely. Between now and Monday at 3:00, this is a public meeting. You can come and join us. You cannot testify anymore, but if you've got testimony you'd like to share, you can email or call my colleagues or myself at any point.
Is it likely the final vote will be on Monday, or do you see this being delayed any further?
If it's delayed any further, it dies. And so it has to be voted on Monday. Otherwise, this legislation will be over.
Okay, that's Manny Abarca. He's the 1st District Jackson County legislator. He's chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. Manny, always appreciate you sharing your views. Thanks,
sir. Having me, Steve.
Up to Date is produced by Zach Wilson, Reginald David, Elizabeth Ruiz, Zach Perez, and Hannah Cole. Our intern is Claudia Brancart. Our announcer and engineer is Paul Nakatura. Our theme music is composed and performed by the great Bobby Watson. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, KCUR podcast listener. We at KCUR have a question for you. How do you describe us? Yes, us, like KCUR. What words come to mind? We can hear you thinking. Go to kcur.org/describe and actually tell us how you answer that question. That's kcur.org/describe. And thanks.